今天我想跟大家一起来分享的是、在哥罗西书。
Today I want to share with you from the book of Colossians.
我们请大家一起打开圣经，新约圣经哥罗西书。
You can turn your Bibles to Colossians chapter 1.
我们从第一章的第一节哈，我们读到第十节。
We'll read from verse 1 to 10.
我们先用中文来读一遍。
We'll read it once through in Chinese.
好，我们找到了，我们就一起开始。奉神旨意，做基督耶稣使徒的保罗和兄弟提摩太，写信给哥罗西的圣徒，在基督里有忠心的弟兄，愿恩惠平安从神我们的父归于你们。我们感谢神，我们主耶稣基督的父，常常为你们祷告，因听见你们在基督耶稣里的信心，并向众圣徒的爱心，是为那给你们存在天上的盼望。这盼望就是你们从前在福音真理的道上所听见的。这福音传到你们那里，也传到普天之下，并且结果增长，如同在你中间。自从你们听见福音，真知道神恩惠的日子一样，正如你们从我们所亲爱一同做仆人的以巴弗所学的，他为我们做了基督忠心的执事，也把你们因圣灵所存的爱心告诉了我们。因此我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意，好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果渐渐的多知道神。好，英文请。
Colossians chapter 1 from verse 1 to 10, let's read this together. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timothy our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ who are Colossae, grace to you and peace from God our Father.We give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love which you have for all the saints, because of the hope laid upon for you in heaven, of which you previously heard in the word of truth, the gospel, which has come to you, just as in all the world also it is constantly bearing fruit and increasing, even as it has been doing in you also since the day you heard of it, and understood the grace of God in truth.Just as you learned it from Epaphras, our beloved fellow bondservant, who is a faithful servant of Christ on our behalf, and he also informed us of your love in the Spirit. For this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God.
我们从刚才的圣经里面我们知道哈，这封信是保罗和提摩太他们写给在哥罗西的圣徒。
And as we read earlier, we know that this is a letter from Paul and Timothy to the saints in Colossae.
我们从这个圣徒我们知道他们已经是在主里一定是多年的。
Since they call them saints, you know that these are brothers in Christ already.
而且保罗在这里第二节里面继续称道是在基督里有忠心的弟兄。
And these are also faithful brethren in Christ.
那么我们请大家特别再注意到保罗在这个下面有几节里面特别提到的，而且保罗祷告里面常常为他们祷告的是什么。
And later on the verses you read what Paul specifically mentioned of them and what he had been praying for them about.
我们看到第六节这里说到，他说在这福音传到你们那里，也传到普天之下，并且结果增长，如同在你们中间，自从你们听见福音，真知道神恩惠的日子一样。
Verse 6 says, The gospel which has come to you, just as in all the world also it is constantly bearing fruit and increasing, even as it has been doing in you also since the day you heard of it and understood the grace of God in truth.
所以在这里请大家特别注意到，这里保罗提到真知道神的恩惠的日子一样。
So you know that the true understanding of the understanding of the grace of God in truth. And also in verse 9.
第九节前面，他讲到，因此 我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上，满心知道神的旨意。
For this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
而且第十节，保罗继续在鼓励他们，好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐的多知道神。
He continued to encourage them in verse 10, so that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please Him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in knowledge of God.
如果大家特别注意到这封信前面就讲到是给圣徒写的。
First, you have to realize that this letter was written to saints.
好像他的为什么保罗在这里一再提到是真知道神，然后多知道神。
And in the content of the letter, Paul continued to mention a true understanding, a true knowledge of God.
好像我们是不是好像我们一受洗归入主家，我们算应该是认识的主了，我们才会受洗的，对不对
？You may think that if you are a baptized Christian, you must already know the Lord.
所以我们请大家真是啊思考，在这里思考保罗为什么在这里写信给圣徒的时候特别这样提到。
So it's something to think about. Why is it that as Paul writes to the saints, he encourages them to have a true understanding and knowledge of God?
而且我们还有啊，保罗在写信给以弗所的啊众圣徒们的时候，也提到这一句。
He also mentions the same concept in the to the Ephesians.
那是在以弗所书的第一章十七节里面这样提到。
In Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17.
求我们主耶稣的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏赐你们，使你们真知道他。
It says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him.
我们再请大家也注意到，在保罗啊那个彼得后书里面，彼得也提到。
And Peter also mentioned the same thing in 2 Peter.
那么他在第一章第八节里面是这样说到：你们若充充足足的有这几样，就必使你们在认识我们的主耶稣基督上，不至于闲懒，不结果子了。
In 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 8, For if these things are yours and abound, they make you to be not idle nor unfruitful unto the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
你如果去看彼得后书在这个第一节第八章之前，他是讲了很多很多的属神的啊性情。
And also in 2 Peter, in the previous verses, he talked about a lot of characteristics of a godly person.
讲了这些之后，要求我们这些圣徒都要有的，都要具备的。
And after he mentioned these things, he encourages all saints to be abound in these things.
然后他说了这句话，他要啊使你们在认识我们的主耶稣基督上，不至于闲懒，不结果子。
Then he said these things may not be idle nor unfruitful unto the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以从这些书信来看哈，我们知道啊，在我在特别的准备这个时候，我在想到我们是否。真正的像啊，保罗在这里说鼓励我们一样的，我们是否真正知道神
？So as I was preparing this, I was thinking about what Paul is encouraging these saints with, and I wondered if we really have a true understanding and knowledge of God.
为什么他一再的鼓励我们要在啊做这样事啊做啊做了这个成为基督徒之后，还要不断的要追求要去认识神？
Why does he encourage us, even as the brethren are already believers, to continue to seek more knowledge and more understanding of him?
叫我们真是在这里不停留，在认识我们的主，认识我们的神上面，啊，不至于闲懒，不结果子。
So let us become idle and unfruitful.
所以我们在这里啊，那我就特别想到，我说我们啊自己，我自己也反省，特别看看我们啊，在我们头脑里面的神是什么样的一位神
？So I was just examining myself, just thinking, what kind of God is the God in my head?
我们想到我们一想到神，我们就知道他是创造宇宙万物的神。
We mention the word God, you first think of him naturally as the creator of the universe.
我们也是他造的。
And we are his creation as well.
我们也知道他爱我们。
And we also know that he loves us.
而且他我们也知道我们人犯罪。
And we also know that we are sinners.
亏缺了神的荣耀。
And we have fallen short of His glory.
然后天父爱我们，差他的儿子降世为人，来为我们的罪在十字架上献上。
And because the Father loves us, He sent His only Son to die for us, so that we to offer Him as a sacrifice for us.
我在想，我说我这些都知道，但是好像这些 虽然是知道，我觉得还是在知识这个层面上面。
I feel like even though I know all these things are true, but to me, it's just an understanding, like an intellectual understanding.
好像没有像在圣经里面举了许多的人物，在写的圣经里面的人物那样，他们那样的认识神。
I don't seem to know the Lord as many of the people in the Bible have known the Lord.
所以我们只是这些都是好多是从主日学里面学来的，就是听到听来的。
I feel like I know these things from maybe a Sunday school class or from messages.
所以这样的话，让我来去更加看一看哈，我们在圣经里面特别提到的许多的人物，他们那神是在他们里面，他们是看见的神是什么样的神。
So it makes me want to look at these people in the Bible and what is who is God to them and how do they regard God?
那么我第一个看的人物就是大卫。
And the first person I took a look at was David.
因为我们大家知道神自己说大卫是合他心意的人。
We know that David was a man after God's own heart, and God said it himself.
所以我们先来看看大卫，他所描述出来的，或者他所感发出来的神是什么样的神。
So I want to first take a look at David and how he What is God like per his description?
我们知道有篇大卫的诗篇第八篇，我们大家常常引用这句话。
We may be very familiar with one of David's psalms.
那是在诗篇第八篇。
Psalm 8.
第三节和第四节，我们大家都非常熟悉，也常常也引用过。
It's verses 3 and 4. These are the verses that we are pretty familiar with, and we may often refer to them.
这首诗是这样写的，他：我观看你指头所造的天，并你所陈设的月亮，心述便说：人算什么？你竟顾念他；世人算什么？你竟眷顾他。
When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you take thought of him, and the son of man that you care for him?
我们在使徒行传里面知道，神说大卫是合神心意的人。
In Acts, there's a verse that says David was a man after God's own heart.
他是凡事遵行神的旨意。
He's a man who did as God had commanded him.
我们也知道他是以色列的君王。
And we also know that he was a king of Israel.
那么我们再往前看一看，他从一个放羊的小娃娃开始。
His life began as a young lad who was a shepherd.
直到撒母耳就是受神的差遣去膏他的时候。
Until he was anointed by Samuel.
然后他又做了大将军。
And he became a great general.
然后他中间又被扫罗追杀。
And he also went through a period of time as a fugitive under the hand of Saul.
大家还记得故事，就是在山洞里面，扫罗进去解手。
And remember, there's a story when Saul was in a cave by himself.
这时候正好大卫他们已经先躲在里面，他们是躲避扫罗追杀，他们躲在山洞里。
And David and some of his men were already hiding in that same cave because they were running away from him.
大卫的手下人这时候跟保罗跟那个大卫说，这是很好的机会，是神把那个扫罗交在你的手上，你可以把他杀了。
And David's men said, "This is a great opportunity that the Lord had delivered into your hands to kill Saul right now."
但我们知道这个大卫他没有这样做。
But we know that David didn't do that.
他也知道扫罗是要来追杀他的。
Even though he knew that Saul was after him.
他为什么没有这样做？
So why didn't he kill him?
因为他说这是神高的，扫罗虽然不好，但是是神高的。
Because he realizes that even though Saul was not a good king, he was still a king anointed by God.
所以他不会去动手杀这个神所高的。
He would not raise his hand to the anointed of the Lord.
从这里面，我们从这里面看见他是如何知道神。
In this story, you can see how much David knows the heart of God.
然后他已经做了以色列的君王。
And then he became a king of Israel.
那我们再看看回首他写的这首诗篇。
And he wrote the psalm.
我们知道我们很多时候通过我们的言语有的时候非常是有限的。
I realize that our words are very limited.
你们有没有特别发现，如果你想表达亲情或什么样的时候，有的时候你发现你的言辞好像都不够用。
When you want to describe a feeling or emotion, sometimes you feel that your words just can't quite describe that bit.
那么有的时候这才会有 有诗篇出来。
Sometimes a song or a poem flows from you.
我们知道，如果写我是不是写诗，但有的写诗的，你应该知道，他这里面出来的话，他不是从头脑里面出来的。
I'm no poet, but I can see that poets when they write, these words did not flow from their heads.
啊，只有写诗人他们知道这个。他们的灵感或者他们的感动是从哪里出来的
Only poets know how they're touched and moved as they write.
所以在这里这个诗大卫在这里表示出来
As David described in this poem.
我相信他在写这篇诗篇的时候已经是他是很有成就的时候
I trust that as he wrote this particular psalm, he had already had some accomplishments.
一定不是在他放羊的时候
It's not while, when he was a shepherd.
如果是一个简简单的放羊人说出这句话来我想分量没有他在这里出来的重
I think a simple shepherd if you wrote these words would not have the same weight as someone who had gone through things already
只有像他在一定是他已经在个人不管从哪方面看在世人来看他已经是很成就很有地位上面他在说出这种话来
Only a man who has already had accomplishments that have certain position will have weight as he say these words
他说我观看你指头所造的天并你陈设的月亮星宿
He said when I consider your heavens the work of your fingers the moon and the stars which you have ordained
人算什么你竟顾念他
What is man that you take thought of him
所以这句话他能够在这里从诗篇里面说出来
This word these words he said through a poem
是从他心里面出来
And these words he spoke through his heart
也就是从他这几句诗词里面你能够体察到他的心情
In these words you can almost feel his emotion as you wrote this
当然 我对这个诗词的话也是最近最近才慢慢更有他有这样子的感受
It's only lately that I've been having words
因为我想想我们受洗的时候
As I think back to when I was first baptized
我说我们也看过天上的星也看过月亮太阳
I've looked at the stars in the heavens I've seen the moon and the sun
但没有像大卫他这样子的看见之后他有这样子的感触
I didn't have the same reaction as David had as he regarded these things
当时每一个人所处的光景是有关系的
I think it has something to do with your condition at the time
如果我们每个人还是在因为在地上我们在世上我们还正在劳苦我们正在为各样的事情在奋斗的时候
If you were at the time you were still busying about your own things in the world and working hard for your own gain
当我们抬头看见天上的星星和月亮的时候
Even as we lift our heads and look
我们那个时候一定
We wouldn't have the same feeling and reaction as
我们可能会出来的是知道有神但是这个神好像跟我们也没关系
We may see these things and realize there's a God but weprobably wouldn't have the same reaction
好像每天的费用吃的饭所要交的学费都得我们自己去挣
we feel like we're still working for our own living every day for our own
好像跟这个神经也能造我们可是我们学费的话还是我们自己得付
even though we think this God is great he created the universe he created us but when we need tuition it's still us who worked for it
我在这里讲的就是说我们在不同的光景的时候我们对神的认识不同我们所表达出来的也不同
What I'm saying is when you're in a different spiritual condition as each of us is in a different spiritual condition your understanding of God and how you
只有大卫在这个时候他已经可以说在做了人上人之后他能说出这种话来是表示他深深的对神的知道
When David as he has already had some accomplishmentsHe saw the heavens and he thought of himself in position in his relation to God. That must mean he's someone who really knows God.
因为这里他说人算什么，包括他自己。
He said, "What is man that you take thought of him? Man, including himself, that you would take thought of him."
而且世人算什么
？The son of man that you take that you care for him.
大卫他是深深知道神是多么的眷顾我们。
He had a clear understanding of how much God cared for people.
我们虽然我们。都学习到我们知道我们都知道就是说在约翰福音里面太初有道
We all know in John chapter 1 it says in the beginning there was the word
同在道就是神
and the word
同在万物是借着他造的
The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him.
凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
And without him was not anything made.
我们这样我们就知道。
We know this verse.
对吧？我们知道整个宇宙万物是神造的。
And we know that God is the creation of all things.
而且是为了神造的。
And it was created for his own purpose.
是为了我们造的。
Not for us, but also for his purpose.
对，从知识这面上我们都知道。
From an intellectual perspective, we know these things.
可是我们是否真正知道？
But do we really know?
我们是常常还是疑惑的。
And are we still wondering?
我们是不是知道我们在每天生活里面，我们的生活、动作、存留，都是在乎于他。
Do we really know all that you do and say throughout your day is for purpose?
啊，这是在使徒行传里面说到。
That is also verse chapter 17 verse.
因为我们常常已经我们啊生活在这个世上。
Because a lot of times we can become so accustomed to doing our things living in this world.
阳光雨露天天都有。
We have sunshine every day, well, sunshine and rain, on different days.
虽然神赐给我们丰盛的年啊，丰盛的丰盛的啊丰收，我们都不会饿肚子。
The Lord has given us abundantly that we don't ever starve.
但我只是从头脑里面知道，但我们没有真正从心里面真正去啊。体谅到神的这个恩典。
But have we considered these blessings of God in our hearts?
啊，包括我们说我们世人是犯了罪。
And we know that we all have sinned.
对，我们谈起来的时候实际上很轻松哈。
It's something that we say with ease sometimes.
我记得那个刚受洗啊洗的时候，还没受洗之前，就对这个方面也是很难过这一关。
I remember when that before I was a difficult time.
对，创神都犯了罪。
I read in Genesis that we men have all sinned.
所以当时和大家和好多人都有一样的问题。我说那为什么神为什么把这棵树还放在里面呢？
My question at the time was like many people had the same question. Why did he put the tree in the first place?
对，如果这棵树不放里面，不就很好吗？
If he didn't put the tree there, then we wouldn't have this problem.
对，我们当时都讲这种话，一点都不知道神。
Now I know as I say these things, I was so ignorant of God.
而且也不知道我们自己。
And I was so ignorant of myself.
他不知道我们已经在罪中。
I didn't know that I was already a sinner.
对，虽然我们好像没有犯跟亚当一样的吃那个直接吃那个树上的果子。
Even though we didn't do the act that Adam did that caused the original sin.
知道的时候，我们知道现在生命树的果子树就放在我们面前。
But you know that tree sometimes it's also standing in front of you.
而且我们还不愿意去。
And sometimes we're not willing to go to it.
对我们现在说，我们在恩典的时代，真正看来，我们要知道真正认识神的话，我们知道现在已经没有那棵知啊、那个知识善恶的树在我们面前。
As we are now in a state of grace, we know that this tree of the knowledge of good and evil has been removed from us.
而且他给了我们。
Has given us only now is the tree of life.
是把主耶稣就放在我们的面前。
That is Christ Jesus who is in front of us.
叫我们去接受。
He's already been given to us. All we need is to accept.
可是我们自己，我们还是不愿意。
But a lot of times we're still unwilling.
我们也知道在圣经里面啊，创世纪里面读到的时候，知道我们本是从尘土所造。
Also in Genesis, you know that we were made from dust.
但是我们是否真正知道我们是否从尘土所造
？Dust.
实际上，我们回想我们自己生过来啊，包括受洗之后，我们常常思念的，我们真正没有从。里面真正的知道我们是尘土所造。
If you think about your life, all the things you've done, how you've considered yourself, you don't think that you're just dust.
当我们读到在创世纪第三章十九节的时候，神亚当犯了罪，神把赶出去的时候。
In Genesis chapter 3, after Adam sinned, they were chased out of the Garden of Eden.
尘土，你本来是尘土所，归于尘土。
God said to Adam that you were made from dust, you shall return to dust.
我现在读来和当时读来是完全不一样。
This verse, as I read it now, I have a completely different feeling than when I read it previously, earlier in the years.
但我们也知道啊，我们常常读，包括我们传福音的时候说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给我们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
When we often read John 3, his only son, so whoever believes in him shall not perish but have life eternal.
我想我们随着在主里的生命的啊不断的成长，不断的认识我们的主之后啊，我们对这句话每一次读的时候你会有不同的感受。
And also I think for this very simple verse, as you grow in the Lord, you have a very different feeling toward it.
因为这已经啊是从不是从知识头脑里面 出来的。
Because it's no longer a head knowledge.
如果我们真正知道的话呢，一定是从我们的心里面知道。
If you have a true understanding of God, then you know this fact from your heart.
言语是无法说的。
And if you really know this, it's something that words cannot even describe.
所以我们有的很多弟兄姐妹用诗歌来表达他心情感激。
So a lot of brothers and sisters like to write songs and poems to describe their feelings.
为什么很多诗歌里面你可以看到里面的一些它的调子、它的词都能够表达这位作者的心。
So through music and through these lyrics, it describes this part of God.
有的时候在祷告的时候，或者是你在包括你唱诗的时候，你的眼泪都会下来。
And sometimes it moves your heart so much as you sing these songs or as you pray, you will even have tears roll down your face.
这些都是我们对一件事情，当你有深深的感触或者有同感的时候，才会有这种的表现出来。
So these are the reactions of something that you have a true understanding of from your heart.
因为我们在地上的生活，而且神这样的爱我们，常常使得我们好像觉得我们是所有的世界的中心。
A lot of times as we live on this earth and do the things that we do, we feel like we're the center of the world.
我们犯罪，神派他儿子来救我们。
We sin, so God sent His Son to come and save us.
神要为我们预备永生。
God prepared for us eternal life.
我们根本不知道我们自己是。
To forget to see who we really are.
所以我们常常如果在世上遇到一些难处，包括无论在家里、在教会或者在哪里地方碰到一些难处的时候，我们的怨言就会出来。
So that's why when you encounter difficulties, whether in your home or in church or at workplace, you start to complain.
我们可以自己注意到，当我们怨言出来的时候，我们看看我们是什么样的怨言。
When you complain, you see what kind of things you say.
这个时候还是不是知道我们的神是创造宇宙万物的神。
And when you say these things, are you still recognizing or realizing that our God is the creator of all universe?
他知道不知道我们实在是不算什么。
Are you still realizing that you are but nothing?
我们是本。那我们再来看另外一个例子。
Let's look at another example.
这个例子是在但以理，看但以理这位人。
This is the person in Daniel.
我们都很知道哈，但以理他是那个属于皇家里面的。
A person of royal descent from the kingdom of Israel.
他这个时候他们亡国的时候，他被抓到被抓走之后是在那个皇宫里面。
When he was captured from the palace.
他在皇宫里面的时候，我们知道那个尼布撒尼扎王给他们特别安排。给他们吃。
Nebuchadnezzar's palace, he was treated well by the king.
可是我们知道但以理他不要。
But he didn't want this special treatment.
他是立志不以王的膳和王所饮的酒玷污自己。
He didn't want to be contaminated by this foreign king's food and wine.
这是在但以理第九章哈。
You'll find that story in Daniel chapter 9.
Yeah, 他是一位真正知道神旨意。
He knew the will of God.
而且也知会。
He knew God's grace.
而且他也知道整个以色列民是神的选民。
He knew his people, the Israelites, were God's chosen people.
我们知道我们要特别是他一个很有名的一个祷告。
And he had a very famous prayer.
我们先看一看他们在当时是一个什么样的状况下。
And first, let's see what kind of condition they were under at the time.
如果按照我们世人的眼光来看，他们是被
囚。You know that they feel like they were prisoners.
亡国了。
They've already lost their own country.
包括他自己本人，他也只不过是别的王抓去之后作为工具，他们先养着他，以后作为因为要用他们的头脑、他们智慧。
He was captured to be used for his knowledge at a later time by this foreign king.
所以我们先来看一看他是怎么祷告的。
And let's see his prayer.
我们知道他是从。
He learned a lot from the prophet Jeremiah from his book.
因为耶和华说。在耶路撒冷荒凉的日期是七十年。
Because the Lord has said there will be 70 years of desolation in the land of Israel.
所以第二节是这样说的，但以理第九章第二节，我但以理从上得知耶和华的话临到先知耶利米。
Verse 2 says, in the first year in the books, the number of years which the word of the Lord to Jeremiah the prophet.
论耶路撒冷荒凉的年数，七十年为满。
For the completion of the desolations of Jerusalem, namely 70 years.
我便进食披麻蒙灰定义向主神祈求、祈祷恳求
So I gave my attention to the Lord God to seek him by prayer and supplications with fasting, sackcloth and ashes
第四节我向耶和华我的说主啊大而可畏的神爱主守主诫命的人
Verse 4, I prayed to the Lord my God and confessed and said, Alas, O Lord, the great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant and loving kindness for those who love him and keep his commandments.
我们犯罪作孽，行恶叛逆，偏离你的诫命典章。
We have sinned, committed iniquity, acted wickedly and rebelled, even turning aside from your commandments and ordinances.
我们的神是怜悯，我们却违背了他。
Verse 9, he says, To the Lord our God belong compassion and forgiveness, for we have rebelled against him.
11节，以色列众人都犯了你的律法，偏行，不听从你的话，因此在你仆人摩西律法上所写的咒诅和誓言都请在我们身上，因我们得罪了神。
And verse 11, Indeed, all Israel has transgressed your law, and so the curse has been poured out on us.Along with the oath, which is written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, for we have sinned against him.
如果我们一位不知道神，也不知道自己的人
，If we are a person who did not truly know God or ourselves，
也处在了但以理这种光景的时候
，And we were in Daniel's shoes at the time，
我想是不可能出来这样的祷告。
I don't think we would have prayed this way。
因为我们知道神是大能的。
We know that God is almighty.
会让他的选民处到这种地步。
He allowed His chosen people to fall into such a condition.
所以我们会有很多很多的抱怨出来。
We may have a lot of complaints.
神这么大能，让他的自己的选民却这样的受侮辱。
How could this all-powerful God allow His people to go through such shame?
从而这些选民被侮辱，也就是神自己被侮辱。
If his people were being shamed, that means God himself was being shamed.
可是但以理在这里，他
Daniel did not think along those lines.
对
He confessed.
所以我们看到，真正认识神的人，也是真正知道认识自己的。
So we see a man who truly knows God is a man who also truly knows himself.
所以他们所遭遇的一切都是应该的。
He realizes that all they were experiencing, they deserved it.
他知道他们得罪了神
He knew that they had transgressed against
他才会在有这样的祷告
That's able to pray in such a way
他在十一节里特别说到以色列众人都犯了你的律法偏行不听从你的话因此在你仆人摩西律法上所写的咒诅和誓言都请在我们身上因我们得罪了神
Especially in verse 11 where he said Indeed all Israel has transgressed your law and turned aside not obeying your voice so the curse has been poured out on usalong with the oath which is written in the law of Moses the servant of God for
我们跟随主的这个道路上面里面我们包括自己常常确实会有真是碰到一些不顺心的事情就会问神为什么这样为什么那样
I think about our own lives as we go through things sometimes we feel it's unfair or unjust then we start asking God why does this have to happen to me
实际上我们在问的时候根本就不知道我们自己是谁
But as we ask these questions, we don't know who you are.
好像我们是世界的主宰，我们是这个神要围着转。
We feel like we are the king of the universe, and God revolves around us.
就像应该像但以理这样，如果真正知道的话，就知道我们自己的罪。
But a man like Daniel, who truly knows God and knows himself, he knows that they have sinned.
而且我们知道神不把他当作神来荣耀。
And he knows that they have not set God to a glorious position.
而且神是这么大神我们竟然敢这样子跟说话
And if we speak to him in such a way
所以这个从但以理祷告里面我们知道这是一位真正认识神的人
So through Daniel's prayer we know that this was a man who truly knew the Lord
而且他也是真正认识我们自己的人
And he knew his own self
那我们再来看另外一个在圣经里面提到的是一个是在新约里面
And then now let's look at a person in a new
马可福音第十这是讲的一件事情是有一个女人拿着一瓶这个玉瓶至贵的真拿达膏来膏耶稣
This is the story of a woman who came to anoint Jesus with an alabaster jar of perfume
所以我们这个故事实际上大家都听过我们读圣经都读过
It's a very familiar story again to all of us
这里讲到她把膏浇在耶稣的
broke this, a jar of very costly perfume and she poured it on Jesus' head
有几个人心中 很不喜悦。
And some were feeling indignant about it.
说何用这样枉费香膏呢？
And they asked, why has this perfume been wasted?
第五节，这香膏可以卖30多两银子，周济穷人。
For this perfume might have been sold for over 300 denarii more.
下面继续写到，他们就气。
And they were scolding her.
第六节，耶稣就说了，耶稣说，由他吧，为什么难为他呢？
But Jesus said, let her alone, why do you bother her?
她在我身上做的是一件美事。
She has done a good deed to me.
因为常有穷人和你们同在，要向他们行善，随时都可以，只是你们不常有。
Me.
她所做的是尽她所能的，她是为我安葬的事，把香膏预先浇在我身上。
She has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for the burial.
第九节，我实在告诉你们，普天之下，无论在什么地方传这福音，也要述说这女人所做的，以为纪念。
Truly I say to you, world, what this woman has done will also be in memory of her.
因为这个是我以前也读过，好像没有什么反应。
This is also a story that I've read in the past that I didn't have much reaction to.
而且常常跟这个里面一个人是一样。
And even at times felt the same way as the people who were indignant.
我们说他说确实那么多的银子花那么多银子可以救济穷人。
Indeed, it could have been sold for a lot of money and care a lot of poor people.
而且那个耶稣是很爱我们，就是他看到穷人一定也同意要把这些银子就是救济穷人。
And we know that Jesus loves all people, and he wouldn't have a problem with us trying to take care of poor people.
所以我们没有在这里，我是没不会体谅到这个女人为什么这样做。
So I didn't have really an understanding of what this woman did and why she did that.
我们知道在这里她做一定有
have had her reasons.
心中她所看见的。
That is because in her heart she saw something else.
而且就是她心中被感动的。
And she was moved in her heart to do this.
在这么多人里面，只有她看见这位主耶稣，他是来为我们来到世上受苦。
Among all these people, she was the only one who saw that Jesus was here to suffer for us.
而且他将来他要在十字架上，他为我们死。
And she saw that Jesus would die for us.
这样的恩典，神的恩典，他如何来报答
？And when she saw such a grace being given or to be given, she wanted to do something.
这就是耶稣在这里所说的。
And that is why Jesus said of her.
耶稣在第八节说，他所做的是尽他所能的。
That she has done what she could.
他是为我安葬的事，把香膏预先浇在我身上。
She has anointed my body beforehand for the burial.
这个真知道，就是说这位他这样做，是周围的人情况下是没有办法能力。
For this woman having done what she did, because in her heart she saw this event that the others had no idea of.
如果我们作为我们从理智各方面来讲，从头来讲，确实那几个人说的话没什么错，对救济穷人也是我们神要做的事情。
For intellectual perspective, you might agree with the others who said let's use this money to help the poor because helping the poor is something that Jesus would like to do as well.
大家还记得有一个少年妇人来问耶稣他怎么样才能够那个、
Remember the story of the young rich ruler.
耶稣说叫他因为他很多东西很多事都做了，耶稣最后叫他变卖财产分给穷人。
Because he has done all the things according to the law, Jesus asked him to sell all his possessions to give to the poor.
所以为什么在这里耶稣没有说这个话？
But then why didn't Jesus say to give the money to the poor here?
所以我们知道，我们只有当我们认识到后。我才会有这样的事做出来。
You'll see that this woman must have known Jesus to a certain degree to know his heart enough to know when to do this.
对周围人来讲这是可以卖30多两银子，是枉费。
To these other people, they think this is a waste. This could have been sold for 300 denarii.
而且对这位女子来讲，有可能她还根本不够，但是她最这是她最最能做的，也就是这样。
But this is all this woman had, and she did what she could.
主耶稣为我们舍命，我们是没有任何为我们的舍命。
We know as a fact that the life that Jesus gave to us through his own life is not something that we could repay him with anything.
但我们有没有从知识上面知道，然后成为我们心里面真正知道耶稣付了多大代价？
But can we remove that from our head knowledge into our hearts and say truly understand.
在这里我也特别想到，这几个人说这些枉费。
Here these people said this was a waste.
在我刚刚读圣经的时候也看到，以色列人不是要献祭吗？
When I was first reading the Bible, I read about the sacrifices that the Jews were doing in the Old Testament.
而且他们要献的话，都选上好的、没有瑕疵的这些牲畜来献祭给神。
And they had to sacrifice.
我当时还读练圣经很知道，说神根本不需要吃这些东西，对不对？
And as I read these scriptures, I know in my head, God doesn't need these things to even to eat.
对，神也不看重这些东西。
God doesn't really care about these things.
可是这些东西对人来说非常重要。
But these animals are important to people.
如果他们烤了给分给人吃，多么好！
Why don't they just use these precious animals to feed people?
好像也是就是这样子献祭的好像很浪费啊。
It seemed like such a waste to use these perfect animals to use as a sacrifice.
所以当时我们你个人处在什么光景哈，就会说出什么样的话来，也思想是什么样的话来。
So you know, as your spiritual condition was, that is kind of thinking it reflects.
所以这位女子在这里，她完全是心里面发出来的。
What this woman did, she did out of her heart.
我们也知道如果弟兄和姐妹比起来的话。弟兄可能用头脑比较多一点。
And I think if you compare a brother versus a sister, I think a man usually uses his thinking in his head more.
所以我们老是在这个知识层面上面，我们那个弟兄方面可能比较多，常常在一起会争辩啊。
So among brothers, we sometimes have debates so as to compete in our head knowledge.
但我们姐妹方面可能是从心里面来交通比较多一点。
For many of the sisters, they fellowship heart to heart more.
他们从心里面真正发出来。
So their feelings are from their heart.
所以在这方面是姐妹方面比弟兄方面会做得好。
I think in this area the sisters have an upper hand over the brothers.
但是我们从这里看说，在读这个圣经的时候，我们主耶稣已经说了，看到他这位心。
And here Jesus saw the heart of this woman.
而且他是按照他尽他所能所做的。
And he knew that she did what she could.
所以我们在这里看到，我们知恩的人一定会报恩的。
So here is a person who knows what kind of grace she has and she has to repay it.
我们就按照世人的一些哲理的话，我们也知道滴水之恩涌泉相报。
Even from a worldly knowledge, you know that you want to repay others for a gracious thing that they have done unto you.
对啊，如果我们真正知道我们是领受了神的恩典之后，我们一定会有行动，会有反应。
So if you truly understood what kind of grace you receive from God, then you will have a reaction and action to follow.
如果我们换句话来说，如果我们还是我们蒙恩之后还是和以前一样，也可以说我们没有真正知道神。
In other words, after you've been saved, if your life is still the same as before, it could be said that you have not truly understood.
Yeah, 就从这方面我们也知道我们到底我们认识我们的神多少。
So that's how you can tell how much you really know of your God.
那么我们下面我们再看的话，就是刚才我们读的圣经是保罗写的。
Now let's go back to the scripture we read earlier that Paul wrote.
我们也知道保罗这位真是在神面前是忠心。
Paul has always been faithful before the Lord.
他在提摩太前书里面是怎样说到他自己。
And he described himself in this way in 1 Timothy.
那是在提摩太前书第一章十三节中是他这样写道。
He described himself in this way in 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 13.
他说我从前是亵渎神的，逼迫人的，毁慢人的，然而我还蒙了怜悯。
Even though I was formerly a persecutor and a violent aggressor, yet I was shown mercy because I acted ignorantly in unbelief.
在十五节中，他这样说到，后在十五节，我是一个罪魁。
And in the latter half of verse 15, it says that among the sinners, he said, I am the foremost of all.
我们知道，我们读了从使徒行传往后，许多许多书信都是保罗写的。
You know that many of the letters in this scripture was in this Bible was written by Paul.
我常常看到的保罗书信之后，真是像看他里面所写的书信，真是像他自己，包括在提摩太后书里面写的那。
So as I read his letters, sometimes I really feel that he is as he described himself.
他当跑的路，他跑尽了。
As he described himself in 2 Timothy, that he has ran his race.
是他是用跑来形容的。
He described this journey as a race that he can run.
如果你真正看了圣经的话，整个你看的是他确实是一直是在跑。
If you look at his life in the Bible, you see that this man was always running.
而不是像我们所讲的，我们愿意走十字架的道路，我们是在走的。
Not just walking the way of the cross.
我们在这里，我想用个例子来表示我看到保罗这样的，我心里面好像有一个图画出来。
I just want to describe what I saw Paul's life as in this picture.
我小时候玩过一个玩具，那个我不知道你现在也可能还有，就是上那个一个玩具车或者一个马车或者一个摩托车，都是上链条的，上那个像中正的链条要转的，这样转的。
I had a toy when I was little. You may still have this kind of toy these days. It's a little a car or something that you can wind up.
它那个不像现在就电动的哈，你可以控制它，要它停就停，要它转弯就转弯。
It's not those remote control cars like we have now that you can make it stop and turn.
我玩的玩具就是一个人骑一个摩托车上面，然后你把发条一转好了之后一放，它就一直往前冲。
The toy I have is a little motorcycle with a man riding on it, and as I wind it up and I put it down and it goes straight.
不管它碰到什么东西，它就一直冲，要么自己倒，要么然后倒就转到哪里时候啪起来又走。
It just goes straight. If it encounters an obstacle, it might just run into it and stop, or it might spin around and just keep going.
一直走到那个发条转完为止。
It goes until the wind up stops.
在我的看见保罗哈，他就像那样一个摩托车。
I feel like Paul is like that motorcycle toy.
他被神大光照了之后，神把他转了一个方向。
After the light shone on him, on the way to Damascus, the Lord turned him around.
他就一直朝那个方向走。
And he has been going toward that direction ever since.
他一直不回头。
And he's never turned back.
就像他自己讲的，当跑的路，他跑尽了。
Just like he himself testified that I have ran this race.
我们从他的书信里面，我们知道他是一位真正认识神的人。
And in his letters, you can see that he was a man who truly knew the Lord.
他真正领受了神的恩典。
And he has truly received this grace.
他愿意把他自己一生都献给神。
And he was willing to offer his whole life to the Lord.
他不但在书信这样写的，而且他是这样做的。
Not only did he write these words, he also did these things.
所以我们知道，在写这封书信的时候，特别写提摩太前后书的时候，我们知道他已经他知道他要离开这世界的时候不远了。
By the time he wrote First and Second Timothy, he knew that his life was coming to an end.
所以他里面许多的劝告、忠告，你可以看。他里面对神是非非常常的清楚。
So in his words of encouragement, you see how clearly he knew the Lord at that age in his life.
自从他的心灵眼睛被打开之后。
Ever since the eyes of his heart was opened by the Lord.
他是真正的认识了神。
He truly knew the Lord.
而且他认识了神之后，也真正知道了自己。
And he came to a true understanding of himself as well.
像他这样的人，他说他是罪人中的罪魁。
He recognized that he himself is the foremost of sinners.
而且他说他以前是亵渎神的。
And he used to be a blasphemer of God.
实际上我回想我自己到受洗到现在，没有像保罗有这样的真正的认罪。
As I think about my own life since I've been baptized, I had never confessed of my own sin like Paul had.
就是受洗的时候大家都说那个时候都是要认罪悔改。
Before you were baptized, you were, you know, told to confess and repent of your sins.
但我们讲上课上了知道这是原罪这是原罪。
But as we know in the class we took, this is just the original sin that you're dealing with.
实际上正来看来，就是当时不但对神不知道，而且对自己也更不知道。
Now I see that as I have gone on all these years, I really didn't know God very well or myself very well.
所以我们就回到刚才哥罗西书哈。
And as we go back to Colossians,
我们再来读一下刚才保罗在这里写到的。
We'll read again what Paul had written.
我就来读从第九节和第十节这两节。
We'll just read verses 9 and 10.
因此我们自从听见日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意，好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐的多知道神。
For this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will, all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please Him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God.
只有我们这样，像保罗这样鼓励我们一样，我们如果渐渐地多知道神的时候，
So if we can do as Paul has encouraged us to do, to have a growing knowledge of His will.
啊，我们知道，特别是我们现在在恩典的时代，我们知道我们要想听到有听到。
We know that we are now in a state of grace. We are free to hear messages and gospels.
而且、啊、神说，你只要信，他就称我们为义人。
And God said that we are counted as the righteous if we believe.
而且我们的主耶稣，他啊与我们立约。
And our Lord Jesus is willing to set up this covenant with us.
你如果真正知道的话，你说一位创造整个宇宙万物的神，竟然和他被造的人立约，如果知道我们到底算什么的时候
，If you really know what you are, and you think about that this Creator of the universe is willing to set up a covenant with us.
我们再去看看这个约的时候，真正讲起来，这是神在限制他自己。
This is, if you look at the covenant, we see that God has really limited Himself in order to do this with us.
就他把他自己限制住。
He limited Himself.
我们不能因神这样做，我们所轻看。
So we can't look lightly upon this covenant.
我们真是要把我们和神的位置一直要放对。
We have to place ourselves in a right position with God.
我们知道神他是哪一位。
To know truly who our God is.
我们也应该知道我们自己的位置在哪里。
And to know what our position is.
所以我想在保罗在这里鼓励我们，我们更加的就是更加的多多的知道神。
As we look at the encouragement of Paul, let us also grow and be filled more in the knowledge of God.
对，让我们更加多知道神的时候，也更加多知道我们是多么的渺小。
As we come to more knowledge of Him, you can also come to understand just how small you are.
而且让我们在更加知道我们承受的是多么多么大的恩典。
And to realize now what a wonderful great grace you've received.
让我们凡事都来荣耀我们的神。
So we can glorify Him in all things.
知道我们的神，我们就来荣耀他。
If we know Him, we ought to glorify Him.
好，谢谢大家。
Thank you.